Begin to notice your breath. Don't change it. Only notice it. Notice any sensations in your body without feeling judgment or the need to alter them. And take a second to breathe through a moment of calm. Now take an intentional deep breath in and exhale all the chaos. I'm Sanjoria Sidnor, a yoga mama, your host, and owner of Our Families Doing Yoga. I invite you to join me for tea as we explore topics involving parenting, families, health, and well-being. You can't pour from an empty cup, so prepare to fill yours. You're listening to Tea with a Yoga Mama. Hello, and welcome to a new season of Tea with a Yoga Mama. I am your host, Sanjoria Sidnor, a mama on and off the mat using tea to help me relax, energize, and focus. It's been a while, but I've been busy staying true to my original intention when starting this podcast. Prioritize being well. I discovered the power of yoga when I wasn't feeling my best. It wasn't a great space to be in mentally or physically, and I am set on not returning to that state of mind. So in my constant struggle to stay well, I often have to prioritize what I can and cannot do. Taking a break from podcasting was a temporary but necessary release. I'm back this season, but life is still lifing. And as my kids and I wrap up this school year, I have decided that this will be my last year homeschooling. If you follow my personal account on social media at A Yoga Mama, you may already know that in the fall, I gave my oldest two children the option to homeschool one more year or return to school. My 7-year-old chose to return and my 11-year-old decided to homeschool another year. I'm laughing because he honestly never wants to return, but I need him to. I've always shared that I did not begin homeschooling because it was something I've always wanted to do. No, I started because the other options weren't something that I could do. I could not work from home during a pandemic, manage my mental health, their mental health, and manage two kids virtually learning. So I chose the flexibility of homeschooling. I've learned so much in a little over 3 years. And there's so much that I'm going to miss. But as the business grows, my flexibility in terms of time has to grow as well. So many things are happening that I believe will create more opportunities for our business and our family. I desire to have more traveling experiences as the CEO of our company, but also as a family. And in order to fulfill these desires, I have to work to build relationships and opportunities. As a homeschooling mom, I've learned that time is important, experiences are important, resources are important, and desire is important. And although I still have the desire, the past year I've noticed that the quality of me offering them unique homeschooling experiences has declined. We haven't been able to take as many field trips or do as many hands-on activities as we've done in the past because my attention is needed elsewhere. I haven't had time to research in-person learning activities, so my oldest does most of his work through an online program, and although that helps with his academics, it's not enough for me. This sometimes brings up feelings of incompetence, even when I know I'm doing my best, so attending school is the best option for us at this time. And although it is bittersweet, I believe it will be good for us all. Returning to school will allow me to focus on work during school hours, which will allow me to focus on them after school. Currently, I work between parenting, which involves teaching, cuddling, mediating, answering all the questions all day, watching them do sometimes really, really cool stuff, and sometimes really mediocre stuff, and feeding them multiple times a day. They eat a lot. It often takes me double the time to complete a task from home than it would if I were working at home alone or somewhere else where I could focus. And I'll miss the ease into our mornings. Breakfast on the deck, spontaneous learning opportunities, constant kisses from Chunka, field trips, downtime at the park, and afternoon walks. I'll miss being the source of a lot of their learning experiences and watching them develop skills from their hands-on experiences. But I believe that keeping them home would be a disservice to them and myself. I realize that with a little adjusting and creativity, many of these opportunities can still occur. So, we'll close this chapter of our story knowing that a positive shift has occurred in our lives that requires change. I'm so excited to share all the things that are happening with our families doing yoga, and I can't wait to share them this season. An herb is a plant used for flavoring food and teas, and you may recall from last season that I often play on that word by offering a little motivational flavoring to live by at the end of each episode. This week's herb is a quote by an unknown author. It says, "Balance is not something you find, it is something you create." I'll repeat that. Balance is not something you find, it is something you create. I'll add that balance is not constant. It requires frequent adjustments and readjusting. So do what is necessary to feel aligned. And that's the plan for this year. Thanks for listening. And until next time, take care and be well, mamas. I hope you enjoyed today's episode and encourage you to check out our YouTube channel, Our Family's Doing Yoga, for simple, beginner-friendly yoga videos for the entire family. You can also connect with us on social media. And until the next time, remember, just like tea, we show our strength in hot water.